Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 124, verse 8. Our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I wonder if you ever have what-if conversations. You know the sort of thing. What if I'd had a different career? What if I'd gone to a different school? What if we'd moved to a different town? In this psalm, David reflected on an even bigger question. He began the psalm with the question, what if the Lord had not been on our side? As the pilgrims made their way up to Jerusalem, he encouraged them to reflect on how terrible life would have been if God had not been on their side. He reflected that the people who had attacked them would have swallowed them alive in their burning anger. He wrote, the waters would have engulfed us. A torrent would have overwhelmed us. It might seem a strange thing to do, but perhaps all of us from time to time should stand back from life and just imagine what it would be like if God had not been with us. It seems to me that this should fuel two responses. Firstly, it should strengthen our gratitude for all that God has done for us. It's so easy for us to take God for granted, especially if we've been Christians for many years. It might be incredibly difficult to imagine what life would be like without the Lord. But in pursuing those what-if thoughts, it might help us to realise afresh how incredibly blessed we've been. David concluded his psalm by declaring, our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. What an incredible security to have, to know that the Creator of the world is helping you. But there's another reason why it's good to have what-if thoughts. They can help us to focus our thoughts and prayers on those around us who do not know the Lord. They live their days without the security of knowing God's love and care. They look to the future with no hope or confidence. Let's allow all our what-if thinking to spur us into praying with greater love and intensity for those we know who have yet to find living faith in God. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the security that you've given us for time and eternity. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Have a great day.